Okay, 7 o'clock, let's roll, dude.
Okay, we'll call this meeting to order. Justin Whipple will give us the invocation.
Our Father in Heaven, we thank Thee for this time we have to meet with the Town Advisory Board and pray that the discussions will be productive and that recommendations will be for the best of the community. We pray for all the community members here that they will enjoy peace and happiness and that they will have the things adequate for their own needs and for their families. We pray for the leaders of our country that they will work in an ethical way to make our lives better and to improve this country. And we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. And Vern Pollock will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And all members are present tonight. Okay. Item 2, public comment for anything on the agenda that people might not be able to stick around for. All right. Item 3, approval of the minutes for September 11th, 2025.
Make a motion to approve the minutes of September 11th, 2025, as noted.
I'll second.
I'll second.
Brian moved and Casey seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Item 4, approval of the agenda for tonight's meeting.
I'll motion that we approve the agenda as posted for October 2, 2025.
I'll second.
Vern moved. Justin seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Item 5, informational items. We have none. Item 6, planning and zoning. And that would be SJD Farm.
Do you ask any questions?
Oh, if you'll just state your name and then spell your last name.
Sure. My name is Allie Singer. Last name S-I-N-G-E-R. For here for a waiver of developmental standards.
Okay. And then just present your information.
Yeah. The entry rate leading into the SJD Farm property is not the standard. I believe it's 36 feet wide. It's 24. I think it's 24 and a half feet wide, so big enough for people to come in and out. Nothing that we're doing or putting in a minor subdivision application. We're going from the 9 parcels down to 4, but we're not building anything. I have no reason to put heavy equipment down there or really to show up other than we drive down to take pictures of farm equipment that's sitting there that we're hoping to sell. Other than that, we're not there.
So what I understand, I talked to Allie here, is the intention is to have a waiver because you have to subdivide the parcel.
Yeah, it was a surprise, yeah.
Does that sound right? You have to, for some reason, do that. But there's no plan on building on it. I don't see what the issue is until they build on it. So my question is, how do you let them subdivide it and not require a road right now, but then as soon as they do want to develop one of the parcels, because they're going to have to have off-sites, curb and gutter.
At that point in time.
At that point, it seems like that's when we should be approaching this. And right now, to subdivide, if you're not building, no one's changed anything on it except for the parcel areas.
Right.
So in my mind, I'm okay with it if they're not building on it, just changing parcel numbers to allow the waiver. But at the same time, as soon as something is going to be built on, we have to approach the road issue.
It will have to come back.
And all that stuff. So I'm okay if it's just to subdivide the parcels, leave it the way it is. The gate staying shut, she says.
Yeah, gate stays shut.
I guess one question I do have is the water district, and Ben, can I clarify, there is a monitoring well down there that the water district is supposed to be. They bought the water off that property.
They have a key.
Do you have a key?
There it is.
Okay. Yeah. As long as they have a key, I just want to make sure they can access that in order to monitor our wells because they didn't buy the water off that property.
Yes.
So other than that, if it's just dividing parcels, I'm like, hey, let it roll until they start building, and then we can attack what really used to be the first road. They don't have water there right now, so it's not like we can really go down there and use fire hydrants. there's really nothing there except for a parcel change, so I'm kind of like, great, let them do the parcels, and then as soon as they want to build, they do need to come and attack the road issue. I don't know how that works with the county, but it just seems stupid to do this if you're not building on it, just doing a parcel map.
Yeah, we're just reducing.
Do you have more information on that?
No, I don't. I agree with what you're saying. And I don't know, you know, the county, if, when she goes before the county, they'll, my understanding is the county was good with this.
Yeah, and they were.
Yeah.
Because.
It just got a little out of.
Yeah, that's what, originally I thought they were building and they would have their road down there and everything, and that's not the case right now, so.
So.
I don't know if anyone else has their comments, but that's kind of my take on it.
I have a question. Last time, Guy said, we want to do a dairy. Is that no longer?
So of the, so there's, of the four parcels, there's, one of them, we had a potential buyer approach us when we started this process years ago. And so one of the drawings was made specifically for that person. They were going to buy it. And then there's all the floodplain and then a 1 acre piece. And the idea is if we do something with it in the future, with that being, it being that property, that what the zoo would be interested in is probably the floodplain. We have no water right now, so we wouldn't be able to water animals. If the dairy comes to fruition and on in the last couple of weeks, the, where we're planning on exporting our milk is in Israel.
Right.
And it's, we have lost contact
yeah.
with our supplier for weeks. So it's not a, it's not looking as concrete, and even if it was, it'd be years in the future.
Okay.
And we'd be using the floodplain and then that 1 acre piece, retaining that, and then potentially those other two pieces. The other property that Guy owns is a zoo.
Right.
That during and post pandemic has been a little bit difficult to keep afloat. So the idea is if we do this, if we have to sell something, it doesn't have to be the animals. We potentially sell the 31.5 acre piece, or the other piece is, I think it's 25.5 acres. So it's just if we have something, we have something to sell, is kind of the plan.
Thank you.
It's more fun than selling an animal.
Yeah.
Okay. Questions?
I'll make a motion.
I move that we approve this agenda with the knowledge that as soon as development does happen, they will have to come back before us with a design with road and off sites for the project.
And I'm assuming anyone else, like if someone bought one of those parcels, they would have to.
Any of those parcels that get developed will have to come before us for our waivers and stuff at that point. Because honestly, you don't know where they're even going to access it. So those parcels may be accessed from a completely different road.
Like off of Riverside?
Yeah.
Okay.
Honestly.
Yeah, there'd be some mass grading, but yes.
Yeah. So.
So, Brian, your motion is to approve with the understanding that they need to come back at such time as they decide to do any development.
Any of those lots, yep.
And you agree to that?
I guess. And the waiver's only good for 2 years.
2 years.
Oh, yeah. 2 year waiver anyway.
So it'd be.
So let's, they don't be able
we've
to
never
do
done anything.
<It's already
Yeah.
laughs> I'm guessing we'll just fix the road.
Yeah.
I have a contract.
I'll second it.
Okay. So Vern, or sorry, Brian moved and Casey seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous. Okay, thank you, Allie.
Thank you, guys.
You're aware you need to go to the BCC on the 22nd.
Yes.
Okay. Item 7, general business, discussing the Bunkerville budget request for 2025.
Okay. When we talked about this last time, so it came up about getting
the pavement.
No. It came up about the renaming of the courthouse and about repainting. The courthouse, was it the courthouse and this building? This whole complex?
Yeah, the whole complex.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So I did talk to the commissioner, and she said that she is working right now and has been on the cemetery property and on the rename for the court. And what she would like to do is get it all together and have that be our Bunkerville's best celebration.
Announce it at that time.
So I won't put the Bunker Hills celebration in here, but do you want me to put the renaming and the painting as like number one on this? I don't know that it needs to be a budget request.
She told me the same thing.
Number one on the list, it'll pop out.
It'll show.
That's fine, you can add that number one, and then, I don't think it's gonna matter, but.
It's not gonna come out of any kind of budget probably, but it'll just kind of serve as a reminder.
That's good.
And it's just the court and the community building, right?
The whole building.
No, the inside of the community center. The outside used to remain as it's.
Is this considered town board meeting room or community center, or both?
The community center's over there, so this would be a.
Town board.
Town board.
It's probably whatever you call it today.
Civic involvement room.
Then what else do you want in here, or do you want anything removed, added?
I think so, whatever last meeting was.
I think we got the main.
And so the repaint the inside of the community center is still there, because that's over there, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Remind me, repaint the parking lot, take out the block wall, and repaint the parking area. That is this area right here, right?
Correct.
Between here and the community center?
Yep.
Well, there's kind of two of them, because it says replace the block dirt island with parking, which is right there, that's number six.
Do you know a history on that, Judy?
No.
So we had a playground there, they took the playground out, we wanted it paved over.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have money to pave, but they had money to put a block wall there.
Okay.
So they put a block wall instead of pavement, because they had money in that budget, but not a paving budget.
So it's just a.
Let's put a block wall.
So it's the horseshoe pit.
Yeah, they turned a horseshoe pit because it had money to pave it.
Okay, so we want to.
I guess you could put a cornhole in there too.
So repave the parking lot.
You could do that.
Take out the block wall and repave the parking area.
Yeah.
And then we can eliminate number six?
Well, those kind of go together.
They go together.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, five and six are kind of.
They're kind of the same thing.
They're just ones more worried.
Kind of can feel like they're doing two items that make us feel happy.
Yeah,
it costs more
because
it's two items.
The point is to turn it into two or three more parking spots to accommodate.
And I'll get an update on the Park Crest, because I know they came out and did something, but they have not done paving yet, right?
No, they just put down the milling, which is
milling
better than.
Is what it's called?
Better than nothing. Better than the dirt.
But you still
better.
Want to pave.
Yeah, that would be best.
So community center restroom upgrades still need to happen?
Yes.
Yeah.
And kitchen upgrades still need to be happening?
Yes.
And replace plumbing under the subflooring and throughout the building?
That's the community center. Yeah, that probably should say replace the community center plumbing under subflooring.
Replace the community center, is that what you said? We'll just do it in one action.
One fell swoop.
Might get some.
Like, yeah, when you say to replace all this stuff, it's just the whole building.
Yeah, just turn the building
at the time.
Okay, so that addresses everything on there, which I'm going to read it back to you. We have. I have nothing for your next agenda or your next two agendas. So my concern is, no, because it still has to come back. No, we talked about this last time.
Yeah, this should be our second.
We're in the fourth quarter.
I know.
Right now, though.
Yeah, we made a motion last time.
What I'm saying is, it's like you guys saw it last time.
Yes. So it should be our second.
So this is the second meeting, so we could actually finalize it tonight.
Yes.
Because my concern is, as they all start coming back in, because they went out to all the town boards, I don't want yours coming in at the end of the pack. I don't know if it would make a difference or not, but I just feel like it would be better if it was up there. So I'm gonna read you what I have and tell me what I need to change, because then we can go ahead and, if I put that right, if I typed it right. Oh, I did, possible action, thank you. Okay, number one is gonna be repaint courthouse and town board building with the renaming of the courthouse. And then we'll go to number two, will be the community center kitchen upgrades, cabinets, flooring, or other as necessary. Number two, number three will be community center restroom upgrades. Three, replace plumbing under the subflooring and throughout the building of the community center. The next one is repaint the inside of the community center. The next one is going to be repave the parking lot and replace the block dirt island with parking. Does that make it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. And then the next one is to pave the park area west of the park and also the road, which is Park Crest, with the notation that milling was put down but still needs to be paved. We're all in agreement with that?
That's good.
Okay, then that would be, your motion would be to accept the list as presented just now.
All right, I will move that we accept the list as Judy just presented it.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'm sorry, who made the motion?
Oh, sorry, Casey moved and Brian seconded. Okay, item eight, comments by the general public for anything not on the agenda. Item nine, our next meeting date is supposed to be October 16th.
Hopefully we don't.
As of right now, I have nothing for the 16th.
Okay.
That's all good.
Hey, we'll see you next year.
Yeah. Meeting adjourned.
And I don't have anything for the one after that either, but something could come in for that one, but the cutoff has already happened for the 16th, so you won't have a meeting on the 16th.
All right, meeting adjourned.